Good morning. Welcome to our Thursday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I'm the senior minister of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about putting on a new self, about being made new in Christ and the call of God to put off the old self and to put on something new. And specifically today, we're going to be talking and praying about a self of gentleness and taking on this characteristic of God. God talked about Jesus. He says that crushed reed, broken reed, he would not crush. That gentleness of even the things that are broken, that are fragile. Philippians 4:5 says, "Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near." I think sometimes we act in the way that we do because, well, we think it doesn't matter. Or if it does matter, we think no one's watching. That we can do what we want, we can respond how we like. It's our right. And Paul comes along and through the Spirit of God says that we ought to let our gentleness be evident to everyone. And we look at that and I think, well, why did he have to say everyone? I mean, it's easy sometimes to let my gentleness be known. In certain situations, that's almost natural. But there are other times that, well, I would just as soon not be gentle. And God comes along and says to let your gentleness be evident to all. Now, I do want to state a disclaimer here. It doesn't say to always. There are times that firmness is required. But I think when we live life putting on gentleness, when our gentleness is evident to all, those times of required firmness actually carry more weight. It's almost as if it's apparent that we mean business because that's out of character. I think of the parent-child relationship. And through observation, I would say that for the most part, if a parent-child relationship is such that all that the child hears are verbal threats, it isn't long before, well, the child doesn't respond to those. He just gets accustomed to hearing over and over again, "That's the last time I'm going to tell you." And then for the next 5 hours, the same thing's repeated. But when there's a spirit of gentleness within the family, in those times when a firmness is needed, it tends to be taken more seriously. That was observation of watching. It's observation of living. And God says that our gentleness ought to be evident. And so we put on gentleness as part of who we are. And he says, the Lord is near. And I don't know if that's there to kind of serve as a warning. It doesn't sound like the nature of God to say, you better do this because I'm watching. He is watching. Whether it's there to remind us of the help that we need. To me, that tends to be more in the nature of God. Being gentle and letting our gentleness be evident is difficult. And I believe God's promising that you don't have to do that alone. And learning to correct with gentleness, learning to love with gentleness, learning to fellowship with gentleness. I believe, and we're going to talk about that this coming Sunday as we continue this series on Made New in Christ. We're going to look at a new command. And I believe that this spirit of gentleness, this self of gentleness, is a huge part of what makes the Christian's approach to loving one another different from that of the world. When we gather as the body of Christ and we come from a variety of backgrounds and experiences and we come and we have differences. And we don't all think the same and we don't all act the same. And we're together in Christ in order to be brought to unity with Christ as the head. But that tends to take time. And because it takes time, there's a need for this gentleness to be evident to everyone. That as we give and take, and as we push and pull, we do so in a spirit that's intending to keep peace, that's intending to not harm anyone. And when we do that, we live in a gentleness that recognizes our actions have consequences. And sometimes those consequences are very obvious, and our awareness of that keeps us from doing something that would be harmful. But there are other times the consequences are fairly hidden. And our actions hurt someone. And even when our actions are not sinful, they may even be technically correct, how we respond to that hurt person says a lot about who we are in Christ. We respond with gentleness. We respond with listening. We respond with understanding. And that way we build a bridge, we build a connection rather than build separation. And when we live life in Christ, we put off the I don't care attitude, we put off the everything's about me attitude. And we put on a self of gentleness that cares for the people around us, and especially those that are fragile, those that are easily broken. There are many people that we encounter every day that have been through more than I can imagine. You may be listening today, and you might be one of those. And because of your experiences, because of the way people have treated you in the past, the slight bump, the slight verbal bump or physical bump terrifies you. It impacts you in a way that it might not impact someone else. And God's desire is that we would protect one another. We would be gentle with one another. And so when those bumps of life come, that our gentleness would be evident, that it would be apparent that this wasn't the same as what your past experiences were. And that our overcoming together is done in love. It's done through the presence of God. And we live life in this way. We not only lift up one another, we lift up those who are easily broken. And we're gentle and we're kind. And we represent Jesus. And together that gentleness makes each of us stronger. And it makes each of us more like Christ. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love calls us to yourself. Your love provides that spirit of gentleness that we need. Father, it's not something that we're very good at manufacturing on our own. Our flesh doesn't tend to be that way all of the time. There are circumstances that gentleness does seem to be the natural response, but it's often very limited. And God, help us to identify the areas that we need help in. That we would allow your Spirit to polish the roughness in our life so that our gentleness would be evident. And Father, that even in the times where we must be firm, where we take solid stands on truth, where we hold fast to the convictions of your word in our life, may you help us remove the attitudes of arrogance and condescension and judgment and all of the other things that are have no place within gentleness. Help us to learn to be gentle among those who are fragile, to be gentle among those who are easily broken, among those that have been hurt and damaged by others throughout their life. To speak truth and to love and to embrace with a gentleness that represents Jesus well. A gentleness that covers the ugliness of sin, not to hide it, but to care for that person while you are given the opportunity by them to respond and have it washed away. Father, may our hatred of sin that you have told us that we should hate what is evil, may we not use that as an excuse to avoid being gentle with those who are caught up in sin. But may we also not use gentleness as an excuse to permit sin to flourish in our life and in our presence. May we learn how to speak speak that truth with a gentleness that pleads with the people around us to repent, to turn from sin, so that they would experience the fellowship of belonging fully and being embraced and being cleansed. God, today as we live life, as we interact with people in whatever ways that we do, whether it's in person, whether it's online, whether it's even just in our thought processes, may we put on that gentleness that represents Jesus. And as we represent Jesus, may we lift Him up so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Thursday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.